Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Since everyone's trying to figure out a sustainable way to recover from the deep trauma of the recession, it's important that you know there are new 401k rules. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. The IRS and the Treasury Department have updated and streamlined 401k and IRA rules under the guidance of the Obama administration. And these changes are aimed at encouraging Americans who haven't been participating in setting aside money in private accounts to save for retirement. Small businesses can now automatically enroll employees in savings programs when they are hired. The employee must manually opt out if they choose not to participate. Automatic enrollment has made a big difference in participation rates by making it simpler for workers to save, President Obama said in his weekly radio and internet address. And that's why we're going to expand it to more people. The IRS is helping by providing approved language for employers to use when amending their retirement savings plans to include automatic enrollment. With the pre-approved language for auto-enrollment, employers will be able to more quickly and easily adopt the feature. Now, I am a big supporter of this new rule because it tends to improve participation rates in general. About 70% of eligible workers participate in workplace plans such as 401ks, but that figure rises to more than 90% when companies adopt automatic enrollment. These new options are part of President Obama's plan to improve the nation's subpar savings rate and help more than 78 million Americans, that's about half the workforce, that don't participate in a retirement plan at work. Boston-based Fidelity Investments, the largest U.S. provider of workplace retirement plans, did a study released in July that found automatic enrollment helped younger and lower income employees the most, many who otherwise have not saved. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.